You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. You. I'm a one human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. Just a quick note before we get into the astrology of the day. If you are tuning into the show for the first time, I just want to let you know that the show's format has temporarily changed, and that is because I am on maternity leave. Typically, every single episode includes a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign or your rising sign. But as I make this transition into motherhood, I am listening to my body and what it feels capable of doing in this moment. So instead, what you can expect, again, temporarily, each episode will include an overview of the astrology for the day, any major astrological transits or events that are happening, and I'll also call out which zodiac signs will be impacted by them the most intensely. This information alone should be very useful in helping you navigate your day, finding pockets of celebration, auspicious or lucky times to take action, and even when the energy might be a little off or funkier. Again, I absolutely will be returning to the original format, but I've got to bring a baby into this dimension first and then learn how to become a mom. As always, thank you so much for being here, and I hope these mini episodes continue to offer you guidance throughout your day. This is your daily horoscope for Monday, April 8th, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn. We have got a new moon solar eclipse in Aries taking place at 11 a.m. And this is happening at 19 degrees of Aries. So if you have any planets or placements between 10 and 29 degrees of Aries, Libra, Cancer, or Capricorn, you're going to feel the effects of this eclipse the most intensely. This eclipse is going to bring you back to April 20th of last year when we had another new moon solar eclipse in Aries. So you can think of this as like a second chapter to that storyline. New moons typically usher in new beginnings, fresh starts, but it is also eclipsing something out of our life. So it is very possible that it is co-present with some sort of ending or cycle shifting or a moment of release. This solar eclipse is also going to be conjunct Chiron in Aries, the wounded healer in astrology. So there is some element that is being activated or triggered regarding our own healing journey or our past pains and woundings. To make matters a little bit more intense, the ruler of this eclipse, because this eclipse is taking place in Aries, Aries' ruling planet is Mars. And during the time of the eclipse, Mars is going to be in Pisces, sitting right next to Saturn in Pisces. And Mars and Saturn are known as the malefics in astrology, meaning they're some of the most challenging energies and planets in the sky. So this eclipse is not going to be for the faint of heart. It will not come without frustration, disappointment, a tug and pull between feeling torn between our responsibilities and our desire and drive to move forward. Aries energy is totally initiating and it wants to begin and act now and act rashly. But with Mars and Saturn sitting close together in the sky, this can kick up delays. So just be mindful that there is going to be a whole bevy of emotions and feelings that are co-present under this eclipse. Now, I wrote a detailed eclipse horoscopes for you for well and good. And the link for those eclipse horoscopes are in the show notes under the Well and Good weekly horoscope link. Shortly after the eclipse, around 11:30 a.m., the moon in Aries is going to form a conjunction with Chiron in Aries, like I mentioned before, and the sun in Aries is going to form a conjunction with Chiron in Aries. So the sun is our illuminator, and it is really highlighting our own healing journey or wounds that we need to integrate, heal, and learn from. Again, this is going to be a really important day for you to proactively take care of your nervous system, not jump to conclusions or make rash decisions or take action, but really sit with what is coming up in your body and in your mind and allow yourself to digest it before moving forward. Later on, around 8 p.m., the moon in Aries is going to form a conjunction with Mercury in Aries. And Mercury is the planet of communication, and the moon represents our internal world. So perhaps we are having some heartfelt conversations, or maybe we are airing our feelings, thoughts, and opinions that we've been keeping to ourselves. Aries can be known to communicate rashly, and even with a tinge of anger. So is it possible that there are some frustrating or confrontations taking place around this time? Maybe it is an eclipse after all. But this does mark some fated moment of learning important information or sharing something important to you. As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much, and see you tomorrow.